Right, it's a good morning. Welcome to Tech Ego. This is, of course, the show in wherein we look at the ups and downs, the depths, and you know the loft and the heights of technology. And we try to, by all means, to see if we can make sense of what is playing out in the world. Do you know what I've discovered? What I've discovered is that technology is not on the lips of many. People don't really care about what is going on in the world of technology, what is developing and all that. What most of the people care about is what they are going to eat from there. From now, you know, what topics like this are, you know, not interesting in many people's ears, because people want to know where the next meal is going to come from, and that is very important. Yes, that has been, having been acknowledged, we also say there are discussions that are equally important, that because life is moving on, and we are faced by multiple problems. And of course, we started with 15 ways in which businesses can benefit customers. Businesses can benefit from technology. And now we are also going to talk about 12 ways in which customers can benefit from the changing times of technology. So 12 ways in which businesses can, or customers can, would benefit from technology. Now, when we talk about technology, of course, we are going to more talking about artificial intelligence, since it's a talk of the hour. There's no technology right now that doesn't talk about that artificial intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence has become something to talk about. And in some cases, you know, overemphasized, and then yes, but this is the world we are living in. This is the world we are living in, having, you know, to develop, and we are forced to move with, this world, right? Right, let me just get things in order here. Yes. It is now everything is in order. Now, many people would think that, many consumers would only think that technology is only there for businesses, you know, to enhance growth for businesses. But, of course, technology is also there to enhance a customer experience, a personal experience of a business from a customer's point of view. You know, technology have seen the change. When we talk about personal customer experience, we look at issues such as, you know, having access to a company website. For example, if you are establishing a business and you don't have a website and you are talking about a business, they want to find information from your company, and they cannot always be calling. They want to see if you have a footprint on social media, or where they can get to your, you know, information inventories, for example. And this is the same thing we faced, you know, years ago, when we know when we were running some foundations in church, because people want to understand who you are. Who are you? They want to trace you. They want to understand you. And if there's nothing, you know, there's no website, there's nothing, then, you know, you don't exist. And if you don't exist, which means you will not receive any fund, for example, if you are a foundation, because nobody wants to put money into something that does not exist. So it's very important to have a footprint, and like we said, on social media, and, you know, have a website if you are a company, so that the customers would have access to the product and services that you offer, and they will have a variety of choices to make. This also, you know, it gives a customer personal experience. It gives him an ownership of your company and your product. It makes your office broader. Because where we are now, we are no longer into mortar and brick offices. Yes, the mortar and brick offices are equally important. But what is very, very vital right now with regards to the dynamics in which the world is operating is to have a digital office. And the digital office is your website. So every information is on your website. So what the customer does is to just get in. They have a password. Maybe they log in. They get in there and then they order. You know, they order. They are very secure websites sometimes, where some people even have their card on there. But I don't recommend anybody to have your card information, your billing information saved online. I think it's very important to be re-entering your billing information every time that you want to make a purchase, because websites are prone to hacking. By the way, while we are even here at the security of website, NATO has been hacked, and a lot of classified secret NATO documents were leaked or stolen. So I'm sure they will say it's Russia. But NATO has been hacked as we speak. It's a fresh news that you can check out. So that's how serious cybersecurity is. And if a company gets hacked and you have your billing information there, you can become a victim of that hack, of that cyber attack. So it's very important for you to be entering your billing information every time you order. You don't need to save your information there. At least make it difficult for somebody to have access to your money, hard-earned money for that matter. Now, when it comes to transaction and information, access to information, let me use this word, interaction and transaction. That's very, very important for a customer. Interaction and transaction, those are very important, gateways or gates between a customer and a business. So customer must be able to interact with you as a business, and there must be smooth, safe transactions. That can only be done when artificial intelligence is allowed to learn the customer behavior or the behaviors of customers. Many companies are busy leveraging the learning abilities of artificial intelligence. One of the companies that are good at that is Facebook and Google. I said the other time that if you like to go for on dating sites or you like certain movies, what Google will do will save your search and they will suggest other sites. So if you watch other sites, that's why many people in companies, they get caught. Because, you know, many companies, they, and university, you know, they, universities, they block, sites where, or maybe movies of, these movies of, you know, explicit movies. I don't want to mention any names, but you know what I'm talking about. Those movies. So, and you come and the boss will discover that at one of the computers, there was one of the person who was watching those movies. So you can get into problem because those sites are many and they cannot be blocked, all of them, because you don't know all of them. But what Google does is they keep suggesting to you, oh, you can even watch this one. You can even watch this one. Because it's an artificial intelligence bot software that has learned, or algorithm that has learned your behavior on Google. And they start to suggest that, oh, you like this type of movie. So let me suggest a new one to you. If most of you who watch Netflix, you know that Netflix will send you a notification if there is any new movie that has just been released on Netflix. They will send you a notification that, or even Apple Music, they will say there are new albums that you can check out. These are not people. These are algorithms that have learned your behavior. They've learned the type of music that you like, and they will suggest something similar to what you like. They will suggest something similar to what you were already or to what you have already downloaded. So those are the few examples I can give to you, and there are many more others. For example, also on Facebook, if you like a certain person, they will show you that this person is, this person is related to this, or is a friend to this one also. So you may also need to add him to your friend list. Now, number one, we are looking at what artificial intelligence can do to enhance a customer experience, you know, or 12 ways that artificial intelligence is improving interaction between business and, or businesses and their customers. Number one is to reduce decision overload. This makes, you know, machines or artificial intelligence to learn the behaviors of customers and then act accordingly. You know, they act accordingly. They learn the behaviors of the customers. They act. For example, do you know that when you enter password wrongly, the thing that comes back to you telling you this is a wrong password, it's not a human being at the other end. This is software. This is algorithm that have already learned that your password was this. And now today you are entering, your password was chicken. And today you say he can, which means there is a C meeting missing. You are not entering there. So chicken is C-H-I-C-K-E-N. And if you write it with a C-H-I-K-E-N, you are wrong. So that has been, it's a machine, or it's machine learning that says that, or that does that. There's no human being at that end. It has already been, you know, aligned to, algorithm have learned that your password you have entered it correctly how many times, but today you are changing. So it will tell you the wrong password. And they will suggest, do you forget your password? Then you get to the forgetting your password, and then you re-enter the correct one, and you enter new password, and they will say, we are sending it to you via text message, or this code, enter this code via text message or via email, depending on your choice. Once you enter that code, you are good to go. So that's not a human being doing that. So this reduces the load or workload that certain people need to be there, because human beings are working from 8 to 5. Now, and softwares are working 24/7. So imagine if somebody knocked off and you wanted to do something and they cannot help you re-enter your password or, create a new password or create an account. So that becomes frustrating. But you can create an account anywhere, anytime, because this is being done by artificial intelligence. So this is the day and age where people have multiple options, multiple things to do online, and you need artificial intelligence to come in and assist. And that is what artificial intelligence is good at, creating a personal customer relationship with a business and a customer experience. So this all is done in microseconds. There is no human being there. It's a machine somewhere. Number two, this agrees with what I'm saying. It also detects unusual behaviors and events. And then they are able to say, this person entering this account is not the owner because he's not answering questions correctly. Nope. We are blocking this account for 24 hours. So if you get to set certain applications, banking applications, once you enter your password 3 times and you are getting it wrong, the account becomes blocked for some hours. Right, in a minute and a half, we'll be going for a short break. Then we'll be continuing after that break. We are talking about customer experience how artificial intelligence can enhance interaction, a better interaction between customers and customers and businesses. So certain credit card frauds can be detected in microseconds. Or if a customer has been overcharged, or if a customer has underpaid, that can be detected and be corrected in milliseconds. So, and this provides an opportunity between the business and the customer where they can meet and discuss what is going on the account. You know, what is going on. And
Vasco Thakutoze Pahami, Iliva International University of Management, IUM, Bamile Msakuli, Lingorisa za Silimo Se Statama, Sa 2023, Likualozwi, Batutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu vataguzi valitabaka wafira kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zeri vukaofi. Mamre mingi wa Windhoek, toropo ya Nkure Nkuru. Wangwe ndiva ni Wallabies Bay. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Alright, we continue. Now, say for example, let's bring it down here to Namibia. You are applying for passport. You know, do you really need to go and stand in a queue for a birth certificate when you can all fill this information online? Or do you need to get in a queue for passport when you can fill this information online? So what needs to be done is a developing and a mechanism where artificial intelligence learns certain data so that it is able to determine whether what you are entering wrong information or correct information, and you can be issued a passport. Or you are entering correct information and you can be issued a birth certificate. The only sector that has managed to industrialize online customer or personal experience for customers is the banking sector. And I think they must receive credit on that. Because with the banking sector have apps. The banking sector have come up with an app where you do everything. You have your password, and it is legitimately understood by artificial intelligence that this is your account. So if you enter the passwords there and you are doing transactions, unless by means of somebody having known your account or your password, entering there, of course the artificial intelligence will not be able to know, unless now with biometric authentication. So things keep moving. Your password is no longer only with the typing. You have biometric authentication, which is either a fingerprint or a face ID. So if I take my phone now and put this way, my face is detected in there, and I have already entered into my whatever account, or I've opened my phone with it. Now, imagine if the Ministry of Home Affairs could have a Home Affairs app that you can download on Play Store. And you can use it to apply for your password, for your passport, because you, when you enter it, it issues a personal password. And then you can enter your information thereof. So your ID number, if you enter your ID number, your name, it merges with the information that is in the computers at the office, brick and mortar office of Home Affairs. So your digital office and the brick and mortar office is in agreement that this is Shevanyenga Ndeutapo from Hakafia, who is now applying for an ID, for a passport. So you are able to apply for a passport without having set a foot in anywhere or on anywhere to walk or to stand in a queue. So you are even doing that in your pajamas, because every information about you is on that application, and in that application, of course, taps from the servers of the Ministry of Home Affairs. So you get that one. The same with application for voter's card. The same with application for, you know, whether it's good standing or whatever documentation that you have, because there is an inter-ministerial process of sharing data, that if I enter my data on the application of the Ministry of Agriculture, this data must be able to go to the Ministry of Defense, and this data must be able to go to the Ministry of Health, to the Ministry of Education, and so forth. So that inter-ministerial or inter-ministerial data sharing process makes it easier for you as an individual to have a personal relationship with the ministry wherever you are, as long as you have connectivity with you. So it's not only about customers in terms of buying and selling, but it's also about customers, because the citizens are customers of every ministry, because they get the services and products from them. So if that was going to work, you know, that was going to be, the world was going to be then easy. But you know what? We are still standing in a queue. And the people that are afraid of digital ID, they are the ones that are still complaining about the lengthy process that takes, that the Ministry of Home Affairs takes before they issue them, before they are issued with a document. But when we say, let's go to the digital, people will say, that is linking to the mark of the beast. You see how a human being is a complicated machine. The start button can mean stop, and the stop can mean start. So that's how complicated a human being is. It's a difficult machine. You need a manual to operate it. Now, we are where we are today in this world because we are sometimes refusing to, or we are dragging our feet when it comes to when it comes to adapting to change. So imagine if every place you go has an app, because that app actually serves as an office where you no longer move. Certain things don't no longer need to be done by humans, by human hands. And I said that the banking sector is actually in Namibia an example. And surprisingly, the African banking sector is actually more advanced than the European banking sector. I was surprised to hear that. So I was surprised to hear that, that the African banking sector is actually more advanced. They have advanced mechanisms, transaction mechanisms than the European banks. And this panel discussion was actually suggesting that if banking, if African banking sectors can have the opportunity to tap into the European market, you don't know how much, you know, of a game changer that will be, that can, they can provide the services that they already have. Right. So because they have come up with a digital office which is effective actually, because no, I don't need to stand in the line or in a queue for certain things. And actually I can do 90% of, you know, I can do 90% of, I can get 90% of the services from the application, you know, than getting inside. Now it is 21 minutes to 12. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number. Tell me your experience on how you are experiencing the change of technology. You know, how is it making your life easy? You know, how is it giving you a personal experience when it comes to other accessing services and I mean products and services for from different offices, and how is it becoming difficult, you know, for especially government ministries that are still in a papyrus era. You have to go and get a paper from the headman, you need to go and get a baptismal certificate from the church. Hey, you need to go here, you need to go where, you need to go where, you need, and that person is just seated in the office, you know, in most cases doing nothing. And he's sending you left, right, center, you know.
Yes, morning, Dr. Brans.
Morning.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Hey, Dr. Franz, you make me laugh when you say the technology doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
You know what? I was watching online one day. Somebody was owing a Tamba, NTC Tamba services. Then they were complaining that this Tamba never goes to sleep. If you owe a Tamba, even if you try to recharge it 3 o'clock in the morning, Tamba will still deduct their money.
Yeah, because it's not a human being who is there. It's a artificial yes. intelligence that has learned that, oh, you owe 40. So now you owe 40, you have now, you are now trying to, you know, recharge. You are trying to recharge
at 3 a.m.
You know, 50. So we take our 40. We take our 40.
And you know, most of us used to recharge at 3 a.m. thinking that, Tamba by this time has gone to sleep.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tamba never sleeps. The other development, technological development that have surprised me, like because I'm a bit slow when it comes to technology, is this new speed point, whereby you pay for services, they just scan your ATM card. So you don't need to press in your PIN number or anything. I was surprised. I went into a shop and then I just gave my ATM card. Then they just scanned it. They said, you are good to go. But I was very surprised.
You are
this
not
technology
getting,
is...
That one is even simple. Where we are going now, they will only scan your face. And that's it. You have already paid for everything.
You have already paid everything. It was just about last month. I was very surprised. But now I was thinking, for security reasons, anyone who can pick up an ATM anywhere, either in your bedroom, is your brother or your sister, they can just walk into a shop and pay for services.
Yep.
That one for me, I don't think it's a good development, that one. Because I can have Francis' ATM card and walk into a shop and just give it, they scan it. I go back into your house, I put it back in our house. You will just maybe get notification on your phone that,
That is one thing you will never find, my ATM card. You can never find it. You will search it, you will never find where it is.
Yes, we have reached. We come at a point whereby we literally have to hide our ATM cards. And now the thing is, what if I lose my wallet now? In a taxi anyone can just pick up my ATM card and walk into a shop and they scan and they are good to go.
There is a way to do it. You can block your card by yourself.
But I might be in the rural area where there is no network, there is no nothing, and I cannot just lose my wallet in the village. And sometimes there is not even a 4x4 to take you from deep down Congo here to take you to where the nearest network is.
Yeah.
Because literally you need to have a 4x4 to track wherever you are to go where the network is. You see, this technology also sometimes is too fast.
Yes. All right, sir. Thank you very much for participation.
Thank you very much, Tati France.
Yes. Yeah. There is nothing with that. Oh, you have actually, the listener has actually exposed themselves before Fikameni. I hope Fikameni was listening. But the issue is, Tamba, there is no human being behind there. It's artificial intelligence that learns that you owe $20. So, and now you are recharging $50. We take our 20 plus an extra fee that you agreed when you are applying for Tamba. So, you remain with whatever amount is there. That is justice. Because you know already that you are going to pay this money at your recharge. So there's nothing you can do to escape that one. All right, 0832-888-401. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We are living in amazing times where fraud is fought left, right, center.
Yes.
Yes, morning.
Perfect.
Morning.
Technology. The technology is helping a lot, but the only catastrophic problem we have right now is global warming. If our fellow engineers and inventors are able to create a clean technology like they are doing now, hydrogen, hydro electricity and stuff like that. Once we get rid of this global warming, then the only catastrophic dilemma we would have is just technology. Maybe if the pace at which this world is changing through technology is scary.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. There's even a novel, I forgot the author, but it's our simulation in simulacra. I think we have it.
Yeah.
The only catastrophe once we get rid of this global warming through this clean energy, the only dilemma we'll be having is the inventions themselves. The only scary thing is those machines. I just hope our programmers don't go too fast. They watch too much movies. That's the problem.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you can come through. We still have more time. Technology is changing. We have 12 minutes to go. Tell me how technology is making your life easy. How much experience, personal experience do you have? Did you gather when you visit certain websites? How do they help you? How do you get assisted? And what are the frustrations thereof? The frustrations are, you stand in a queue for something that you are supposed to do. Do you know that certain people, most 90% of people who go to the banks, 90% of the people that goes to the banks, they are standing in a queue with their phones in their pocket for something that they are able to do at home. 90% of the people that go to the bank, they stand in the queue for something that they are able to do themselves. And you find people complaining the queue is too long. When you are able to do something, you are able to do it on your own, but you come, because we are not aware. We are not aware that there is a digital office. We are not aware that you can actually go to the digital office in your house. So imagine if the ministries could have applications, how many people would queue up for a birth certificate? None. Because everything will be done through the digital office. But because we are still in the papyrus age, is it papyrus or paperus, however we pronounce it, we are still in a papyrus stage. Of course, paper will never disappear. We'll still need it in one way or the other. But there are certain services that we can shift to online. Certain services that we can shift to online. Now, health, number three, we talk about, promoting preventive healthcare. Artificial intelligence can be used to understand the lifestyle of people, understand the habits and the behaviors of people, the levels of substances, in the level of intake of substances, and artificial intelligence can be used to actually be a first, to be the doctor, because they can understand your behavior, your habits, your eating habit, your drinking habit, your sleeping habit, your whatever habit, and then they can detect whether there is an addiction or, there is a, even your eating habit, they know. They can also provide personalized, you know, personalized lifestyle recommendations. That's why a lot of, when you check on online now, they have, they are gymming apps. There are applications that can help you, you know, come up with a proper diet, you know, proper diet, and, you know, a lot of life coaching applications. And also with your orders, how you, the type of food that you order, the type of drink that you order, it can also be, that type of data can also be used to, you know, help you go through certain. Eagle FM?
Yes, Mr. Franz.
Yes, morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Would allow me to post a question related to the Eagle Tech.
Please ask your question.
Okay. When we talk about technology, it has a basic. Now, according to those who establish the technology, before they did not come up with the idea of the technology, what were they doing which read them into technological innovative? Do you get my question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, now, the question is very relevant. The question is very relevant because it's asking to say, for somebody to come up with a banking app, for example, what was the motive behind? What was pushing them? Number one is to minimize the workload. Number two is to enhance, you know, customer to have more access to a vast information on one platform and make life easier for a customer, because the customer is also employed somewhere. Now, if I have to stand in a line just because I want to send a $200 to somebody, when I can just do it in the office and continue with work. So they look at those dynamics. Because the lesser time we spend in queues, the more efficient we become in work. But the more time we spend in queues, the less successful we become. Because much of our time we are queuing up for Home Affairs. I just want a birth certificate. But somebody sending me the village headman's paper when I'm in Windhoek. So, but if I have the application for a Ministry of Home Affairs in my phone, I can apply for a birth certificate wherever I am, and it can be processed. So that's minimize, because time is very, 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 time is very, very important, but we still waste time with things that we're supposed to have moved further in developing them and, you know, enhancing a personal customer experience, a personal citizen experience with the Ministry of Health. Through my Ministry of Health application, I can book I can just type in to say my tooth is like this, then I can just, you know, maybe there is a place where you say send a photo, and the doctor looks at it and he say, this is what, or my child is like this, and the doctor look at this, and this is osteomalacia, or this is kwashioka, this is, you know, And then the doctor is able to say, okay, you are booked in on Tuesday at 10. So you already know that on Tuesday at 10, you are going to see the doctor. And the doctor also has a reminder that at Tuesday at 10 is going to attend to a Kwashioka patient. So that one minimizes somebody to wake up at 4 o'clock to be assisted by, you know, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just to be told that the doctor is not in today, but the person has been in the queue or the hospital since 4 in the morning. So that minimizes time. It minimizes the, you know, workload. Nurses don't need to work too much hard because certain things can be done through the application. Bankers don't need to work, you know, extra hours. I mean, you find 50 people queuing up and they are just sending money, but they are just supposed to do it outside in their house with their phones. So it minimizes that type of load from a worker and time, it minimizes time wastage from a customer, and it also minimizes fraud. It minimizes, you know, it secures the whole, you know, it secures you and the bank as well, because the inside fraud will be, you know, minimal. Right, we'll be going for a short break. I will then come and say my goodbyes after the break.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro lokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notanga
being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
All right, we continue. Or rather, I would say my time is actually up here. We don't continue. We end here. So today is our last edition of Tech, and we are ending here. We will continue again on Monday. Have a nice weekend and be kind to one another. Don't do anything that will land you into problems. On my way out, of course, let me just greet Dwight. Dwight?
Franz, how you doing?
Good, how's it?
I'm all right, man.
Yes, and the day is good. It's becoming hot, eh?
Well, it is, yes. It's most indicating towards our warmer seasons.
Yes, we are now coming on summer.
Yeah.
And, of course, the last year by this time, we were talking about COVID-19 subsiding.
Mm.
It seems that COVID-19 is not something that people talk about anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's a good news.
It is. It is. You know, it's actually wonderful news. But here's the thing, Franz. In terms of, you know, just the weekend and, you know, it seems that there's always some sort of campaigns in this as the year is now trying to get back to its normality before COVID. We keep seeing the oddity or the funny thing of, you know, events now coming through thick and fast every weekend. And just for today's session here on the Brand Conversation, we will be tackling into one specific marketing strategy or trend that is always applied on weekends, and that's the one of scarcity marketing, having a look at these weekend scenarios.
Right. Now, having said that, from my side here, it's a goodbye. I'm handing over the mic to Dwight, and we are going to meet again next week, Monday. Stay tuned.